plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
The Hillview Manor, Newcastle, Pennsylvania. The state of Pennsylvania is home to incredible American history. There is a tremendous amount of beauty to be enjoyed when visiting the state. Pennsylvania is also a place where one can also enjoy outdoor activities. Pennsylvania is also a state that is home to more than its fair share of paranormal and ghostly activities. One of the most haunted places in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, is the Hillview Manor. Due to incredible amount of activity reported at the manor, many of the most popular professional ghost hunters is visited yearly. What many ghost hunters have found upon investigating the manor is that there is legitimate evidence to back up the claims of ghosts and paranormal activity. And welcome to Ghost of the Valley. I am your host, Al Cooley, and this week's episode I'm very excited about. It is on the Hillview Manor in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. They are giving tours, ghost tours, weekly and with different rates. And I do encourage you, if you are interested in ghost stories or maybe even seeing a ghost there, or being felt with somebody touching your shoulder or something there. I was there over this past weekend and just took a few photos. But I do plan on going back here in the next few weeks, touring the facility, maybe even doing a live podcast or taping it for a future show. But before I get into the Hillview Manor, I'm going to give you the history of the manor. In Newcastle, Pennsylvania, working farms and homes for the elderly were commonplace. The Newcastle City Home, which has been around since 1867, was reaching a point where a new facility was needed. Bids for a new Lawrence County home for the aged were being accepted starting in June of 1925. A bid and a design by A. L. Thayer, an architect, were eventually accepted and construction on the new facility began. The official opening for the new facility, which had multiple names over the years, was in 1926. The people tasked with running the Lawrence County Home for the Aged were Perry and Mary Snyder. They had previously been in charge of the Newcastle City Home that the new facility was replacing. The Snyders moved into the new facility with their two children and 12 staff members. The new facility featured three main sections. There was a two-story west wing where the men were to be housed, and a two-story east wing for the women, and then a three-story center section. The center section boasted a kitchen, laundry facilities, a hospital, as well as quarters for the nurses and a private residence for the superintendent. The facility, which was to house 110 residents, also had a bomb shelter, a small working farm, and a cemetery. When the doors first opened, 20 residents moved in. The residents were typically people with mental illness or homeless or elderly people with no family to speak of. As most of the residents were adults, it was rare that one of the first residents to move in was a young boy. According to news reports from the time, the residents of Hillview Manor, as it would come to be called in the 1970s, were referred to as inmates, not patients, not residents. Up until 1944, the Snyders ran the Hillview Manor. It was in that year that the county welfare officials decided that the Snyders were no longer competent to run the facility, as they were in their 70s. They were forced to retire, but they were allowed to stay in the facility with pensions. They were eventually forced to vacate Hillview Manor roughly 3 months later, ending more than 30 years of service to the community. The Hillview Manor underwent some conversions in the late 1960s. Once completed, Hillview was officially a skilled nursing center. By that point, Director Clarence E. Covert was the man in charge of the facility. He remained in place until 1973, when he resigned due to lack of county support. The following year, additional remodeling was done at the insistence of the county. There was a new three-story addition added, which allowed for 30 or more new residents. The facility remained in working order until 2004, when it could no longer remain open due to financial reasons. From 1926 to 2004, hundreds of people called Hillview Manor their home. In some cases, the facility would be their last home. A number of residents died from natural causes while housed at the facility. Other people committed suicide while on the residence. It is said one person died when they hung themselves, and others went to the roof and jumped off to their deaths. A large percentage of those who died while at the facility are now buried at the Hillview Cemetery with unmarked graves. Report states that many of those individuals had no records on file, thus the unmarked graves. A few feet from the Hillview Manor is a golf course. The golf course took over some of the property of the cemetery with the unmarked graves. So many people say that there were hundreds, maybe even 1,000 people buried under the golf course. I think it's always good to know the background of the estate or people, if you know them, to get a little more in-depth of how the story unfolds to where the ghosts come from. Because the sign out front of the Hillview Manor plainly states, "Hauntings of the Hillview Manor." There are people running the Hillview Manor now, taking tour groups through the facility. You can rent it in group rates. You can rent it for a night if you have the guts to stay there from midnight to 6 a.m. A lot of ghost hunters and paranormal groups do rent the facility for the entire night. Or they take private tours as well. But getting back into the hauntings of the Hillview Manor, when you mention Hillview Manor, ghost hunters, they will either recount stories of personal paranormal experiences at the haunted facility, or stories they have heard. People interested in the Hillview Manor can also find information related to one of the most haunted locations in Pennsylvania, courtesy of multiple investigations performed by the likes of famous TV ghost hunters. Three respectable groups in the paranormal field have done investigations at the Hillview, including Ghost Hunters, Ghost Lab, and Ghost Adventures. When Zach, Nick, and Aaron from Ghost Adventures went to visit the Hillview Manor, they walked away with a considerable amount of ghostly evidence. Zach made multiple claims of physical contact from the other side. He stated that someone grabbed his arm, another person tugged on his shirt, and he made another claim that he felt a hand moving up and down his back. A shadow figure was seen down one of the hallways, according to Nick. The group also recorded roughly a dozen or so easily understood EVPs. Some of the EVPs included someone saying, "Get out of this room. I got a question. I'm Jim." The group also captured an anomaly on camera that set off motion sensors. Other people who have come to investigate Hillview Manor have had their own success in seeing ghosts and experiencing paranormal activity. It is not uncommon to hear stories of people hearing doors slamming, footsteps in the halls, and voices. There has also been sounds of scratching in the walls, screaming. There have also been people who have heard what sounds like pipes rattling and banging, objects moving on their own from one location to another. This is relatively common as well. One of the ghosts that numerous people have seen over the years is that of the little boy. According to reports, he is roughly 6 or 7 years old, and people call him Jeffrey. There is an urban legend attached to him that says, if you see him, you will die. Another ghost that haunts Hillview is located in the boiler room. He is an older man who does not like anyone in his space and will order people to leave. A woman by the name of Mary Virginia once stayed at Hillview. Records claim she stayed in room 105, and people have reported to feel her presence. Her room was a bed, chair, and a bedstand. There are a number of dolls and other items left for her there by people who have visited the room. The number of EVPs captured by people investigating the Hillview Manor. Two brothers went to visit Hillview as they used to visit their grandmother who stayed there. An EVP was captured with someone using a family nickname that one person with them never would have known. Another distant relative of someone who perished at the facility stated their grandmother played the piano in the facility. At times, people on investigations while at the manor could hear the piano being played. Some former employees of Hillview Manor have their own experiences with ghosts and other paranormal activity. One woman who worked as a nurse had numerous experiences while working there. On one occasion, while walking from the east wing to the west wing, she claimed a very cold and cloudy form passed through her. It did not frighten her, only gave her an incredible chill. On other occasions, when on the second floor near the break room, it would not be uncommon for her to see what appeared to be someone walking down the hall, but upon checking things out, nobody was even there. When one group of paranormal investigators went to Hillview, they had their own chilling experiences. While in one area on the third floor, two investigators were setting up their video camera. out of nowhere, they heard the sound of someone running down the hallway towards them. The sound stopped just before it reached them. Moments later, the running continued, only it came from a completely different direction. People visiting and touring the manor have made countless claims that it is possible to see people staring out windows of the facility when no one is inside. On one occasion, someone on a tour looked up into the window and saw an older woman looking out the window. She smiled and waved at the individual, then vanished after he waved back. Regardless of who you are, the majority of people who have visited Hillview Manor agrees it is one of the most haunted places in Pennsylvania. And like I said, I plan on revisiting the manor in a few weeks. I haven't decided yet to do a live podcast from there. But either way, I will be doing a report on this once I do a complete walkthrough of the Hillview Manor. Look for Ghost in the Valley at iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and many other sites. Also, you can reach me at cooley54@gmail.com with your own ghost story. Thank you very much for listening.